A worker helping set up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City found a mysterious stowaway inside the 75-foot Norway spruce, a tiny little owl. Ellen Kalish runs the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center in Saugerties, New York. She's been taking care of the bird. And Ellen, how's that gorgeous little creature doing today?
He's great. He's eating and drinking. He had a bath by himself. He's just been a little joy to rehab.
And I hear you have a name for him.
Yes. We had to call him Rockefeller.
You did. Did you have any other choice, really?
No.
Listen, I guess as the way the story goes, you got a call from the wife of the worker who found the owl in the branches of this tree.
Yes.
How surprised were you when you got that call?
I never heard anything even remotely like this. I've been doing this for 20 years, and this is the first time we've ever had an owl in a Christmas tree.
Well, I guess there's some question about how he got there. Do you think he hitched a ride down from central New York where the tree was cut down?
We'll never really know. But yes, that's my thought. He could have had a concussion when the tree was cut if he was in it. He could have flown into the tree once it was down as a daytime refuge to sleep and then got caught when they wrapped the branches tight to the trunk. We don't know for sure, but his condition and the way he looked when he came in seemed to me that he'd been without food for quite a few days.
Hmm. So he needed some help. We hear that little Rockefeller is a saw-whet owl. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
And it is one of the smallest owls out there. How small are we talking? Tell me about what Rockefeller looks like.
He's about 5 inches tall. The males are much smaller than the females. So we know he's a male because we weighed him. He weighs about 2.5 ounces. They range from 2 ounces to 5, depending on the owl. Their wingspan is between 18 and 22 inches, and they're 8 inches long. So he's an itty bitty.
But his eyes, are, not his eyes.
Oh, no.
Those things are huge.
Yeah, the eyes are very large for collecting moon and starlight, helping him to hunt.
Yeah, well, we'll have pictures at hereandnow.org, but when does Rockefeller get to go home? How's that going to work?
There's no reason to bring him back to his home in a couple days. They can go from state to state. They also have a new mate each year, and they're just these beautiful little gifts to us that are highly nocturnal, which is why we never get to see them.
Yeah. You know, this year has been so wild, so like awful, frankly. We all need a little bit of joy in our life. I hope, was this whole experience like as uplifting for you as it seems like it was in this difficult time?
Absolutely. The minute I saw him, I was encouraged because he had bright eyes. He was in the bottom of the box looking up at me. So with the clean bill of health, I'm thrilled to be able to share that with everyone because we all do need a wonderful Christmas story.
A little hope for us all. Ellen Kalish, director and founder of the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center in Saugerties, New York. Ellen, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
And good luck to Rockefeller.
Thank you.
And the little bird will be set free this weekend.